From WYPR, I'm Sheila Kast. We're On the Record. Because music transcends language barriers and evokes emotion, it's the tool one of this year's Open Society Institute Baltimore Fellows has singled out. Amy Tenney plans to harness music's therapeutic potential with her project Healing and Community Integration Through Music for Refugees and Immigrants. Then we meet OSI fellow Matt Burke, who runs Baltimore Free Farm, through which volunteers rescue and distribute unwanted but nutritious food. Burke finds hope behind the sobering statistic that nearly 40% of the country's food is wasted simply because it's imperfect.
That told me that there is enough food being wasted in this country that every single struggling person in this country can eat for free.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Kast. We're On the Record. A rhythmic drumbeat that echoes a heartbeat. The stirring, solitary note of a simple wooden flute. Music has power to transcend language barriers and evoke emotion, and it's the preferred tool of one of this year's Open Society Institute Baltimore Fellows. OSI Fellow Amy Tenney plans to harness music's therapeutic potential with her project Healing and Community Integration Through Music for Refugees and Immigrants. As one of 10 OSI fellows, she'll receive $60,000 over the next 18 months for her project. The nonprofit Open Society Institute supports proposals to address problems in Baltimore's underserved communities, from mentoring young people to criminal justice reform. After years as an attorney working in legal aid and immigration law, Tenney made the jump to train as a music therapist. Her focus will be on the Moravia neighborhood of Baltimore City. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Attorney to music therapist. How did that transition come about?
Well, it's been a work in progress. I had been working with immigrants for a long time in the legal setting and had been very interested in working more on the mental health side of things with immigrants and refugees. And also, due to some family circumstances, I needed to leave my job, and so it was a good time to start over going to school. It was kind of a just jump all in sort of decision. I had also seen how meaningful and therapeutic music could be with a family member of mine.
Tell me more about that.
Sure. So I had a family member who had a music therapist toward the end of life and didn't speak a lot, but really enjoyed singing and could sing a lot, even when there wasn't a lot of speech. And so I also started really enjoying this medium of communication, and between wanting to do more on the sort of mental health side of things and seeing how amazing music was as a tool, I just decided to make a change, and it's all kind of come together since then.
So what is the scope of your OSI project?
My project is to work with refugees and asylum seekers, especially in the Moravia area of Baltimore. And I will be establishing different groups. There are basically mental health and wellness groups for different refugee and asylum seeker populations. I'm working with different organizations such as Asylee Women Enterprise, the Refugee Youth Project, and also doing some work at the Goodnow Community Center. Eventually, I hope to work also with individuals and families, but starting more with the group work as I kind of get started and get organized.
And how did you choose Moravia in East Baltimore as your focus?
Over the past year, I've been doing some volunteer work and also worked this summer with Refugee Youth Project, and there really seemed to be a lot of refugees in the East Baltimore area, a lot of great projects going on, and so it seemed like a good place to partner and an area that I've become more familiar with.
This is On the Record on WIP. I'm Shula Cass speaking with music therapist and OSI fellow Amy Tenney about her project Healing and Community Integration Through Music for Refugees and Immigrants. So take us through a session or a class. What happens?
Well, it depends on the group. It depends on the age of the participants, their English level, that sort of thing. I'll talk about a group I'm doing at Asylee Women Enterprise.
Asylee Women Enterprise. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about that.
This is an organization that helps asylum seekers. And so these are people without legal status. It really helps them get their life kind of set up and helps coordinate some of the social services that they need while they're sort of waiting for asylum status to be granted through the immigration court process. And so these are very vulnerable people, many of which don't have the right to work right now, and they really need a lot of support. I have a group on Monday afternoons, and we have different people who are in the program who come. And we start this group with kind of some relaxation, mindfulness work, maybe a little bit of guided imagery. It can be a lot of anxiety, a lot of thoughts, and so it's kind of a chance to take a break, sort of learn how to relax the body and the mind. And then we often go into some improvisation, which may look kind of random from the outside, but to the music therapist, there's a lot of ways to sort of facilitate musical interactions with different group members. One of the goals is self-expression. The great thing about improvisation with musical instruments is you don't need language, and so it can be a very freeing experience.
What kind of instruments do you use?
Well, I have some drums. I have a lot of hand percussion instruments. I have a little glockenspiel that my group members love to take turns on and kind of be the leader and play on the glockenspiel. We're learning some songs together, some English songs. Every week is a little bit different, but this is kind of the basic structure. And then at the end, I let them all kind of choose a song that they want to share with the group. And so we kind of keep a list of what their songs are for that week. And sometimes they're in a different language. Sometimes they're, you know, an American song. We really welcome everyone from all religious backgrounds. And so if someone wants to play a Christian song because that's meaningful to them, then that's okay. You know, there's an understanding that this is everyone's chance to share. And so whether it's Justin Bieber or a praise song from your country, that we're giving each other the opportunity to share and listen. They get up and dance and play the instruments and sing. And so that's really empowering. And a lot of music therapy is about giving people choice, giving them the choice to choose a song or play an instrument in the way that they want to. And so I like to include that segment where they can really choose a song that's meaningful to them to share and then tell people about why they like that song.
Why does music help with the trauma or the life transitions of refugees and immigrants?
Oh, that's a very complicated question. There's a lot of research on that. The great thing about music is it engages both the left and the right side of the brain. And so music can really try to integrate a lot of the processes of the brain, and also using motion or dancing or even just using your hands, a lot of that brain-body connection is really powerful and healing. And I think for people who connect to their home music, that can be very healing, but also learning new music, learning new ways of listening to music. And there's a beauty and an expressiveness in music that we don't need literature to explain. You know, if you sit and for some reason you start crying during a song or a song energizes you, there's something about how expressive music is that can really get to the human experience maybe in ways that words alone cannot.
What is your sense of the expectations of asylees and immigrants who choose to take part in these sessions? What are they hoping for?
I think we're still working on sort of establishing what that is, but I know in this particular group, they enjoy the relaxation piece, they enjoy the sort of joyful piece, and coming together as a community. I'm hoping that people feel very safe, very comfortable. And we also have discussions about self-care, about sleep, how we can use music, or how we can learn to train our bodies to not have anxiety. And so, but in terms of the expectations, I think that people come because they relate to music and they enjoy music, and that it's a safe space. And as the weeks go on and we get to know each other better, I hope that it can really be a healing place and a place where they can express what they're struggling with, and we can work through it as a group.
There's a lot of different facets of what you're planning to do. How will you measure success?
One of the things that I really hope to see is increased community integration between the refugees and asylum seekers and the native-born population. For example, I know that at some of the schools there is bullying and some ostracizing of some of the refugees. Eventually, I would like to do work in the schools to help bridge that gap, to create some trust between the refugees and the native-born population. Ideally, we would like to see the refugee and asylum seeker community feel at home here in the United States. And I think that music can bring people together in a really nice way that way. And for the participants, improved mental health and wellness, improved self-expression, self-esteem, a better connectedness to themselves and to each other. And really, I'm hoping to help them with a restoring of wellness, of wholeness. Many asylum seekers, refugees have had a lot of trauma in the last few years, and I'd like to help them feel whole again, that and proud of who they are, and to integrate themselves into this new community.
It's a tall order. I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Amy Tenney, music therapist and Open Society Institute Baltimore Fellow. Her project is healing and community integration through music for refugees and immigrants. Here's a brief listen to participants in her class. After a short break, we meet another OSI Community Fellow to hear about his free farm program, where dozens of families access nutritious food for free. This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WIPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WIPR. Become a member. Come to WIPR.org and click the donate link.